And then maybe this was the servants' bathroom, but there was a commode and lavatory off of that back gallery in the house, but in the back of the house. There was one big bathroom upstairs.
Yeah.
And 1, 2, 3, 4 big bedrooms. I mean big bedrooms. And one bath upstairs. And it was, like I say, it was thing downstairs. There was a bathroom downstairs. I have a feeling that they put that in there later, but it was possible that it was built into the house originally.
What would you call outdoor toilet?
Privy.
Okay.
Privy, chick sale.
Yeah. Now we had Sears Roebuck catalog.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, buildings that you had out here on the farm, you remember?
The houses, the buildings that were here, when I came, of course, we were talking about, in those days, about a sharecropper economy, a sharecropper system of farming. So when I arrived on the scene in 1950, and for the 75, 85 years preceding that, you had a large number of wooden, unpainted townhouses. But more or less, they were built mostly out of unpainted petty cypress. Real good wood. Excellent wood, yeah. But very seldom were they painted. And they were 3, 4, and 5 room houses. Now, the more modern ones were not the dog trot type of building that you mentioned yesterday. They're very much like some of them you see here now. The ones that have not been updated or torn down. And when I got here in 1950, there were 17 families living on this place. And we have 3 now living with me, two more living down there, and they just lay. They don't pay any rent, and they don't bother me, and I don't bother them. And when they leave, I'm going to tear the house down. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. But eventually, then, we'll put up brick houses. But I have 3 to 4 families that work for me now, and they all live on the place. These other houses have been torn down.
Yeah. In the old days, weren't y'all keeping mules and horses?
Right across the road from where we were sitting was the mule barn. And it was a 2-story building with an area downstairs where the mules could come inside, and with troughs around the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And on the outside of those troughs were corn cribs. Mm-hmm. And these were more or less slatted. They were slatted to put ventilation. And you could throw the corn in there, and then just, there was all the door, high door, trap door sort of thing, leading from the outside into the crib, and another one leading from the crib into the barn. So a man could get in the crib and just take a scoop and throw the corn into the troughs for the meals to eat. Upstairs was kept hay, and you could just drop the hay down to an open place in the floor of the barn into some racks along the wall, and they knew to pull the hay down as they needed.
Do you remember places in town where animals would be kept when you were coming up? People still ride horses in town?
No more than I do today. I had a horse up there. We had this lumber yard, and I kept a horse at the lumber yard. But one of the first things I remember, the city had a stables up by where the Chicago Mill is now.